donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back. And, John, now that judge can try to put a gag on Trump, it won't work, but she definitely can't put it on us. They've been trying that for 50 years, and it's still here. Now, in a report in just the news, he said, and I'm talking about here the head of the Congressional Investigation into Biden Committee, and I'm talking about Congressman Comer. He said this, that we're being obstructed every step of the way. We're being obstructed by Biden attorneys. We're being obstructed by the Democratic Communists in Congress. But more concerning than anything, we're being obstructed by our federal government, by the Department of Justice, by the FBI, by the IRS, by the Treasury Cabinet, and by the Secret Service. They've all gone deep state, haven't they? So, John,
yes, that's the scariest of them all, the Secret Service, because if President Trump is reelected or back in office, whatever you want to call it, I mean, they're there guarding him.
Yeah, I know that. But he also, on top of the Secret Service, he has his own security detail, too, on top of that.
That's a help. But, you know, I mean, to have the Secret Service, everything's compromised, Pastorini, everything.
Okay, but not everyone. Now, you have within the FBI a number of whistleblowers. They've been persecuted, and they've been fired, but they're suing. They're suing the FBI, and they're going to be suing people like Christopher Wray. Christopher Wray is probably going to be impeached now. You have people in the IRS and the IRS that have come out. Remember those two fellows out there?
Oh, yeah. They did a great job.
Joseph Ziegler and Jerry Shafley. They came out.
They really broke the back of Biden and Ray and Garland and all. Those IRS agents were superb. They were the very best. And I didn't watch everything, but the ones that I watched, the hearings that I watched, they were the very best.
So what do you think that impression left upon other IRS agents that were not totally corrupted?
I think it encouraged them and strengthened them.
Okay, so what do you think that the effect that all of these, you've had a number now of FBI agents come out. In fact, you just had the police chief of Washington, D.C. come out. And in fact, we have had a clip of him. He just came out.
With Tucker Carlson?
With Carlson. And in fact, he made a very clear look. This thing was, it was a Nancy Pelosi run operation.
Yeah.
The whole thing, he said the crowd out there was filled with FBI insurgents, okay? So he came out and he dropped a dime. So what kind of an impression does that leave with, say, cops that are clean, that not dirty cops?
Well, Pastor Ernie, I think we have to see how it turns out. If it turns out that they're protected and they're not fired and they're not, driven off the job, oh, that's really hopeful, Pastor Ernie. You know, that's a great sign.
So, what about that? We're going to now the same thing would happen within the Secret Service, because you've also already had a number of former Secret Service agents come out and talk about Donald Trump, about what kind of a man he was, how it was to work with him. Okay. Believe me, they loved him compared to Joe Obama, Biden. And
well, the problem, Pastor Ernie, is the ones that are appointed to run the organization, and then the ones that they appoint as their subordinates. You know, that's the real problem in that. And the longer you have people like Biden in power, and Obama in power, and Clinton in power, the deeper it goes into the corruption.
All right.
And the harder to remove.
But does Trump have a organization right now that's already looking in and researching and vetting possible people for the positions of the head of the Secret Service, the head of the FBI. Do they have a number of candidates already lined up?
Yes.
I have no idea, Pastor Ernie. I mean, I think it would be very nice if he started to build a list now, but I have no idea if that's being done.
Yeah, it's being done. It's not where it should be, but it's already. Trump is where, you know, he might not have some of the personality that everybody likes, but the man is very, very smart, okay? He's a level 5 chess player, you might say. He's the guy when it comes to the art of, well, the art of warfare. He knows what he's doing here, okay? He got betrayed, and he's learned a lot. Remember, which person in your lifetime became president without ever being in politics?
He's the only one,
That's
really.
A good question. About General Eisenhower?
Yeah, that's true. He's military.
Well, being a general kind of puts you close to being in politics.
Ronald Reagan was never elected.
Ronald Reagan was the governor of California. He went from being a governor of California.
Yeah. I mean, originally an actor.
Well, yeah, but everybody was originally something else.
Biden. Biden was always a politician.
Now, Pastor Ernie, we're going to go back to 1952, 1956. What was the trademark there for Eisenhower? What was the phrase for Eisenhower? Do you remember?
Yeah, he said, beware of the military-industrial complex.
Well, that's how he ended. Oh, yeah, he saw it coming. No, but to be elected, there was a phrase that everybody was
saying. We like Ike.
That's right. There you go, Pastor Ernie.
I could just imagine you out there with your, as a little kid, wearing your shorts, saying, we like Ike. Alrighty. Here you go. Now we're moving on. Revealed, Hunter Biden's business partner visited the White House 36 times during Obama's years, okay? But he was at the White House, but he was just talking with to Obama about the weather. That's what he said. That's what the media is saying. Eric Sherwin visited the White House 27 times, and all they ever talked about, Eric Schwern, was the weather. And even though he sat down and he had several meetings with Joe Biden, they just talked about the weather. Well, I mean, could have gone to the Weather Channel, right?
It was playing in the background.
Oh, okay. So what kind of information do you have to contribute to this program tonight, John McTurner?
Well, Pastor Ernie, I'm going to turn to my blog. And, now, my head is spinning on this, Pastor Ernie. Let me read the headline. House Oversight Committee releases bank records on Hunter Biden's payments from Russia and Khazar officials, $20 million in payments. Now, but I don't know if that's from those officials or it's total, because there's money coming from China and money coming from Romania, money coming from the Ukraine. And so I haven't seen a running total of how much they're up in bribes. But I think now if we look with the other bribes like the IRS found and all, I think we're probably pushing $30 to $40 million now.
That's what they've been able to find, but they said that there's still a lot more to uncover yet. And so all of those corporations,
$40 million. This $20 million plus the other, I think, was $18 million. So it's about $40 million, Pastor Ernie. Unaccounted for.
Well, you know, they were selling the brand, weren't they?
Right.
So what is the brand?
The brand is Joe Biden. Now, here's the thing, Pastor Ernie. I think, as an investigator, I think there's a kind of simple way to prove this. Now, Biden was out in front there. Remember with Burisma and his son and the prosecutor, and Biden said, you got 6 hours to fire the prosecutor, you won't get the $1 billion. Remember?
Was that very smart of him to do that?
No, but that shows you how arrogant they are. There's a video of it. But here's the thing. Biden supposedly him and his son got $5 million on top of, in other words, under the table, they got $5 million each. Right?
Right.
So that you can show the results. Hunter Biden has no power at all, zero. His father does. So if Russia wanted something and Hunter said he could do it for them, and there's a $10 million bribe paid and it's done, well, who could do it but the father? So there's like the proof that Joe Biden was involved in it. Hunter can do nothing. All of these deals that were being cut, favorable treatment and all of this, the only one that could do that is Joe Biden, not the son. So they're trying to say there's no connection between Hunter and Joe. The Democrats are saying this. Well, the connection is the deals, there was a payoff and the deal was done. So Joe had to do it.
Well, they're trying to change the wording now. Before, they were saying that he had no communications with any of his business deals, his business partners. He had no communication. But now they're changing it to saying that he had communication with the business partners, but they didn't talk business. They talked about the weather, okay, and other things. I say,
well, that's the things for like a bona fide jury to decide, Pastor Ernie. You know, I mean, if you had a real jury selected, and do you think that Joe Biden was talking with these business partners of Hunter's, they were talking about the weather, you know, do you believe that? And, the answer is no one would. So he can say what he wants, but I mean, in a real court of law, it can't stand. And to me, the proof is they were paying bribes for things that were done. Like, for the obvious one is Burisma's, prosecutor in Ukraine was fired and taken off the case within 6 hours after Joe Biden said that Ukraine would not get that $1 billion loan. And then the Ukraine paid, Hunter Biden $10 million to divide five between him and his father. So the money came after the deal was done. They got the $1 billion.
Let me ask you a question. Isn't Joe Biden, wouldn't you call him Caucasian?
Yes, unfortunately, yes, Pastor Ernie.
Okay, so you'd call him a white man then. But there's an article that you have, Ron has an article there, where these two professors are suing because they don't like that they have to teach that all white men are racist, okay?
Yeah, this is actually good news. A doctor coalition sues California Medical Board for insisting white individuals are naturally racist. And it's, like you said, two doctors, one black, the other an Iranian-American, have sued the Medical Board of California for its requirement for forcing continuing medical education courses that are focused on implicit bias. So it's actually good to see someone actually standing up and saying enough is enough.
Well, how come if we're white and then they accuse us of being racist, but they're not accusing Joe Obama? Joe Obama's white. Of being a racist.
Yeah, and Pastor Ernie, he's got the white background, racist background. Now, again, you're an old-timer like me. The younger people don't probably even know this or remember. But remember back when you had those Dixiecrats, they call them, and some of them was in the Ku Klux Klan, and Biden was best buddies with him in the Senate.
And absolutely, just, I'll never forget how Biden. Yeah,
Robert Byrd.
Yeah, well, yeah.
No. This isn't Byrd. There was other ones. Yeah, Byrd was a part of the Klan also.
Yeah.
But this goes back into like the late 60s, 70s, there where they were the old hardcore Democrat racists from the South, and Biden was best buddies with them.
We just played a clip of Biden here about a week ago talking about when he was a senator that anyone caught with crack cocaine should do at least 8 years, at least 8 years of anyone caught with crack should do at least 8 years in prison, except for Hunter, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember, Pastor Ernie, what Joe Biden said about Barack Obama when he was, like, running for president?
Yeah.
Said he's clean for a black man, isn't he?
Yes. They found someone who hadn't been arrested and crack and all that stuff. Oh, my goodness. And that's all okay because of his agenda, Pastor Ernie. His agenda.
Do you remember what Obama said about Joe? He said Joe can, and he didn't use the word mess up, but he used another word, the F word, up anything, okay? He said he hasn't seen anything that Joe couldn't mess up. And so, and he's really done his best to mess up America, hasn't he?
Intentionally.
It's all planned, Pastor Ernie. It's nothing. It's all planned. This is their agenda. It's the same agenda as Obama's.
Well,
it's like Obama, it's like Obama 2.0. He's fulfilling Obama's agenda.
Well, how would you feel about a stripper and a porn actor that says, boy, if she referred to you as a shady guy, or in a whipping boy, how would you, a shady dude, here, former stripper who appears nude in multiple photos found on Hunter Biden's laptop calls him a real shady dude. Now, can you imagine that? Here, in a new interview in which she says during the time she knew him, crack cocaine was Hunter's real true love, okay? Allie Kennedy spoke to the UK Daily Mail interview published last Tuesday, analyzing Hunter Biden as the lost child in his family and the whipping boy. I truly think he's been lost since he was a little boy, she said. He'd say that he was the black sheep and he'd always had been second to Bo. Bo is the hero, the white knight. And she said as a result of very deep conversations with him, she concluded Hunter Biden is a kind of a whipping boy of the family. I don't think it seems to me that Joby is doing everything he can to protect Hunter. Do you think if Hunter could go down without taking Joe with him, that Joe would be so...
Oh, he would have throw him under the bus tomorrow.
A long time ago, huh? And I got a feeling that his wife would do the same. And okay.
Pastor Ernie, the man that owned Burisma there in Ukraine,
yeah,
said that his dog was smarter than Hunter.
Well, yeah, Hunter did some pretty stupid things for sure. Okay, and
well, just look at his laptop.
Yeah, yeah, and there were things in that laptop that that we saw that
appalling.
Yeah, you can't find now, right? And things you don't even really want to talk about. Okay,
Pastor Ernie, let me bounce something. Well, actually, off both of you. Everything that's come out now, I mean, there is an enormous amount of that IRS investigation, but many others. Do you think that the Republicans are going to go ahead with impeachment on Biden? Ray Garland and who knows whoever else. Do you think they'll do it?
Well, you have some actual, factual, real patriotic Republicans like Jim Jordan, like this Comer fellow, like that little green woman, like that little Boebert, like Matt Gaetz, okay? Then you have people like Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley.
Yeah, but you got McConnell, Mr. Ernie, McConnell's already told McCarthy not to go ahead with impeachment. He said it. The other day.
He said don't do it.
The day before.
Yeah, I know he did, but you know what? McCarthy, he's listening to what the people are saying. He knows the mood of the country. Remember when you had those, was it 10 or 20 or that would not vote for McCarthy?
Yeah, they held out.
They held out, and they made him agree in writing, okay, to actually do something, to actually be a representative and not a rhino. And so they held him to things, so... and I think that impeachment was one of the things that they held and they forced him into. So I think they're going to have to.
Ernie,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Please finish.
Anyhow, now you've got the senator out there from West Virginia. Of course, he knows he's talking about leaving
Manchin.
Democratic Party.
Yeah.
So if Manchin was to leave.
Why didn't he leave 10 or 15 years ago?
Well, because every time he starts saying that, they give him what he wants.
Yeah, that's
okay.
True.
And but this time, I think he might be actually ready to do that. And I think, you know, of course, the Republicans know if they get him to leave, then it's 50-50, okay?
Yeah, but the Democrats
the
would just steal
another seat. The reason he's thinking
of leaving,
Pastor Ernie, is he's so down in the polls and that they're running some bona fide candidates against him.
Yeah, the former governor or the present governor.
That's why he's doing this. I don't trust him at all.
I don't really either.
Yeah, he's the one that was the final holdout with that.
Pastor Ernie, this is something I want to toss out to you. They went after Trump. The Democrats went after Trump because of a telephone call he had to the Ukrainians, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a recorded telephone call. I mean, like his advisors were there, the whole bit. They still went after to impeach him. Then they had the second impeachment, and I forget what that was about. I can't remember what it was about. But anyways, we have Joe Biden taking bribes, openly talking about it. And he's working with the Chinese communists. He's working with the Ukrainians. We're sending billions and upon billions of tens of billions of dollars to the Ukraine. We might be going to war with China.
Yeah, but you got to remember, Biden made the deal with Iran, and he only had to spend $1 billion per prisoner.
Yeah, he spent $6 billion.
Yeah, well, that was only a billion apiece.
Isn't it? And then all the lies that Ray has made and all the lies Garland has made and all.
So let me ask you, John, what do you think that those people think about you and I? Do you think that maybe they think we're really stupid? I mean, what do you think that the American people out there, the American people, you know, they don't like to have their intelligence insulted, okay? And if you're not a liberal, you have intelligence. And so here... how does that, do you think, let me ask you this, is it a growing restlessness? Is there a growing anti-deep state attitude out there amongst the people? Do you see this or no?
I would say definitely yes, Pastor Ernie. It has to. I mean, the way the border is and the economy and inflation and all. But here's the thing. There's no fire in the belly of the Republicans except for a handful that Biden should be a meat. They should be, they've left Washington to go on vacation. And we got a criminal. The evidence is laid out right in front of the whole nation and they're on vacation. In the meantime, the Democrats went after Trump for a letter, for a phone call. And now we see all the bribes. We see how Biden's compromised and all of this. And the Republicans Well, maybe in September we might start impeachment hearings. Just and you got McConnell saying, don't impeach, don't send them here, don't send it here. So I'm looking at this, and I got this bad feeling it's the same old Republicans. They'll find some way not to indict him, Pastor Ernie.
Do we have in not November, okay,
I mean, is the bribes real that he took? Yes. And he took them from Ukraine, and at the same time, we sent like $50, $60, $70 billion. Joe Biden sent it to the Ukraine, and he's been taking bribes from the Ukrainians. Maybe they're blackmailing him if he doesn't do it. In the meantime, the Republicans are, oh, well, we're going to go on our break now, and you know we don't have that much time left in the year. September, we only have a couple of weeks, and this and that. So I got a bad feeling, Pastor Ernie. This is the same old Republican nonsense.
Well, there's but one by one, little by little, we're getting actually more people like Gomer. There's more in Congress. We have more actual Republicans now and fewer rhinos, okay, at least in the Congress right now. We do have some people that are fighters like Josh Hawley, like Ted Cruz, and others, a handful in the Senate right now, too.
Yeah, Kennedy is a good guy in the Senate also. But you got, they elect McConnell. McConnell, he's like death.
They didn't elect him. That was bought. That whole thing was bought. And you know what? He's
the deep state. McConnell is no different than Schumer. They're like
they're the same thing.
I know, but McConnell, I don't think he's going to be there. I think he's going to retire very soon. I really do. He's been having, he's been being hospitalized recently, and they said that he actually had a stroke.
Yeah.
You know, just recently. I don't think he's going to be
brutalized at a political meeting. The people were brutalized.
They booed him. Yeah, they were booing him.
Spoke, they were yelling, "Retire, retire, retire!" They were mocking him, and
yeah. Well, I don't think he's going to be there a lot longer because that's the word is that he wants to get out. Okay, now if that happens, if the Republicans should take back the Senate. If he should, oh boy, in Kentucky, do we have an actual Republican or is there a communist governor?
We got Rand Paul on the other.
No,
he's in Senate.
The governor is awful in Kentucky. He's awful.
He's
but
awful.
They have a majority, super majority in the legislature so they can override all his vetoes. But he is woke, I would say.
Well, I mean, if McConnell should retire, then it would be. They would appoint a new senator, okay, to take his place unless they would have either that or a special election, okay. And so, I know I think that the next election here in Ohio we're finally going to get rid of Sherrod Brown because the state's going more red. What happened with issue one was people were totally confused. So many people were so confused, but to we got to make sure we have 90 days to make sure people understand what's coming up with that this reproductive, what they call reproductive women's amendment to our Constitution.
You know, women
is about death and hell.
Yeah,
it's right from the pit of hell.
Women is not even mentioned one time in that bill. It's not about women.
Okay.
It's reproductive for all. So that's kids. Without parental consent, the whole thing.
I want to get, we're going to start on that right away. I've got that legislation set back there, but I want to see an actual bill.
Yeah.
Okay, we're coming up to a break. We'll be back right after this with more.
And now, the end is near. If you're not saved, then you're hurting. It's him that you should fear. And that's the truth. I know for certain. He gave me life that's eternal. He kept me from
going astray. He's God, and this I know, He did it His way. Regrets, he's had none, not even one that I can mention. He saved you and I. He brought us through without exemption. He planned each charted course, a guiding light along the pathway. For sure, not more or less, He did it His way. Throughout ancient times, I know it's true, there was never anything that He couldn't do. My faith in Him never was any doubt. What He said, He carried out. All in all, as I recall, He did it His way. He lived, He suffered and died, but He arose in power and glory. In Him I now abide, for history is just His story. His word is where life's at, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, no, not me. He did it His way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not his Lord, then he has not. A broken heart, He can heal. And in His word, the truth revealed. His word shows what we all know. He did it His way. A broken heart, He can heal. And in His word, the truth revealed. His word shows what we all know. He did it His way.
Alrighty, He did it His way. He's doing it His way. And boy, you folks out there that don't believe in God, you're in for a rude awakening, because at the end of the day, He's going to get His way. Now, we're going to open the phone lines at 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. You have something to read there real quick?
Yeah, we were talking about President Trump and what separates him from all the other presidents, and it's quite simply, he's not a politician, and he has sacrificed everything for our country. So on our website, I asked, have the following statement, and then asked the following question, and the statement is, believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. And the question is, President Trump echoes our founding father's selfless sacrifices. When was the last time you heard any politician offer to sacrifice their fortune and their well-being for our country instead of offering to sacrifice your fortune and your well-being?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. All right, phone lines are open. Let's go to Bruce in PA. Hey, Bruce.
Yeah, I just want to, you know, make a statement about this tangled web that's going on. Like, I just heard on your break, right at 11, that they said the ADL is saying the Democratic Party is it's growing like anti-Zionism, right? So let me ask you a question. Biden's administration has the most of this elite group, right, of any administration, including FDR and his administration, right? They have the most of that persuasion and the elite, right? So what I'm trying to say is this is all a tangled web. What is the ADL trying to say? That, you know, that the Democratic Party is anti-Israel or anti when Biden has the most in his cabinet, 8 out of 9 or 7 out of 8? I mean, this is insane. I mean, this whole country is so controlled from the media through the political process. And I disagree with you about McConnell. The whole Republican Party is done. I agree with John on that. It's done. The only solution for this country, like some people, friends of mine have said, might be that the states are going to become countries themselves. And I had a friend that moved down to Arkansas because Huckabee's the governor. He moved from Connecticut. He has 2 boys, 15 and 17. He's worried about their future. You know, he's Hungarian, Italian, you know, European. And he moved down to Arkansas. And I give him a lot of credit because I think that's what's going to happen. This country, the states are going to eventually become countries here. And whoever your leadership is, you better hope it's either independent, libertarian, or Republican, whatever, you know, because the other states are going to be like communists. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you have it. But there's a lot of things happening. See, believe it or not, a lot of people don't know this, but we do. It's not all bad news. We have things. Have you ever heard of Liberty Camp? Liberty Camp is growing. It's growing by leaps and bounds, like homeschooling, you see. And these are camps where Christian children, and the amount is growing. They're pulling their kids out of the public school system, and they're learning about the Word of God and the Constitution. You've got what you call boot camps now all over the country, where my good friend Coach Dave Dobemeyer has these, where they're training up young people, young Americans, to believe in God and country and the Constitution. Created equal. Mark Harrington is a good friend of mine. He's got his troops going around the country, okay, going to these bloody abortion mills and these college campuses, okay. You've got Tactical Civics. Tactical Civics is going county by county. They're taking counties over in these different counties. They're starting up militias, and they're organizing. So, and then you have a huge, huge movement in the pro-life movement. And I know I've been part of all of these things. And then you have, at the same time, a growing Tea Party. Tea Party is growing across the country. So there's resistance. It's not like it's all the opposition, okay? There is resistance, and there's a lot more of it than people think. Okay, so you know it's like woe is me.
Mentioned went, yeah, he went to Connecticut because it was great for homeschooling, and his boys were like, you know, now they're one's going to be 17 in October, and the other one's 15. So then, but that's all blew up there, if you know what I mean. So like Pennsylvania, where I'm at, with the Fetterman, which is hard to believe he's a senator, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we got the Shapiro, who's you know a Democrat, right? So that's why he went to Arkansas. It was either Arkansas, Florida, or South Dakota. And he thinks that South Florida was, he's about 60, my friend, you know. And he thought that Florida is like a little overcrowded. Plus, he's telling me, because him and his wife are really in the stuff and hearing about stuff even more than me, that he was telling me that DeSantis is supposed to be more progressive than people know, which I'm surprised to hear that, because I thought he was pretty good. But he's saying that there's stuff about DeSantis people don't know.
Well, here's what it is that people don't know. And that was that he ended up getting a bunch of George Soros money. But you see, that's right. Not always the way it appears. These people will do that, and then they will put it out to say, hey, you know what, look at this guy here. When they need to do that, he's gotten George Soros money. So what does that do to conservatives if they hear that DeSantis got George Soros money? That's going to say, hey, right? Well, you see, that's the idea there, okay? This is what they do. They're, you know, we're up against wicked, evil people there. But right. The battle is ours to win if you just stand and fight. But let's see, if you've got an attitude that woe is me, all is lost, we can't win, okay? I have a lady in the ministry that likes to complain to me. She likes to complain to me about things that she can't change, okay? So when she does that, every now and then she gets to my, which when it gets on my nerves, I just tell her, look, I don't care if we win or lose. I just want to hurt those people. That's all, okay? And usually when I say that, she just has a kind of a strange look. But
one
look.
One other quick thing. Can't DeSantis, even though he took his money, I mean, just like they do to the, you know, the they become rhinos and stuff and turn against the Republicans. Can't he just take Soros' money and, like, stab him in the back and just do everything against Soros? Why can't you do that?
He's got it. Well, the thing of it is he might not even known that money was coming from there. So, you know, you have to know more about it, what's happening. Believe me, I think that DeSantis is on the level, what he's done. And you have to understand, a lot of what you see is theatrics. Like what you're going to see with this Republican debate, you're going to see a lot of theatrics in there. They'll go in often and they'll agree, even though you don't hear about it. The people get together and they'll say, okay, let's set some boundaries here. Like Trump says, when you go to war, you go to win, okay? And take no prisoners. But even Trump has boundaries, but sometimes they pass the boundaries. And the good example was Trump and Ted Cruz. They were going good, but Trump crossed the line when he called Ted Cruz's wife ugly. That's not something that you do. That's crossing the line there. And this is what caused the falling out. But you notice how quick they got back together afterwards? Boom.
Yeah,
was okay. And see, that's how a lot of what you see is theatrics. It's not always the way it appears. And you have to do that. Just like this here, okay. One of the reasons they do that, now the opposition, I'm not telling the opposition anything they don't know because they do the same thing. One of the reasons they do that is that, say the people, and you know, for a while it looked like Cruz, you know, had a good shot. So what happens is if Trump goes after Cruz and then Cruz's enemies, the people that don't want Cruz to win, they have a way of finding going to Trump and saying, look, we can help you defeat this guy here, right? This way, Trump finds out who the enemies are, who the people who he has to watch for, that Cruz has to watch for, and it works the other way around, too. Sometimes they set this up to smoke him out to find out who it is, because now Trump knows. He's learned a lot about the deep state, it's filled with vipers. It's filled with vipers in there, okay, people that will betray you. I think Bill Barr was a good example of that. He was portrayed as a conservative, this and that, we find out all along. This guy's, he's not with us at all. He's totally in opposition.
Well, Ray, didn't Trump appoint Ray? And that guy's no good. Why did he do that, right?
Well, because he was totally misinformed. That was all set up. They had this all planned. That they go to Trump and they tell him, this guy here, and the fix was already in, okay? Anyhow, well, listen, I got to move on, but thanks for calling. Let's go to Hal in Michigan. Hal, you're in the air.
Hi. Have you ever heard of Jay Sekulow, the ACLJ?
Yeah, I know Jay. He defended me years ago in a trial we had in Cleveland. We won a decision to set a precedent here.
Yeah, that was against the IRS, I believe. It was against the Tea Party.
No, it was he defended us, me, and against the abortionists here in Cleveland.
Well, anyway, Jay Sekulow, they're getting these whistleblowers and they're taking their cases, and looks like there's going to be maybe six or seven whistleblowers. So this whole thing is going to be blown wide open. And Jay Sekulow, they don't push any punches. So
well,
I don't know if you guys knew that or not, but they're being represented by Jay Sekulow.
Yeah, I know that. There's a lot of lawsuits coming. That's all the whistleblowers, because they lost their jobs. And Not only that, but what the FBI did to their agents, and let me tell you, the other agents down below, they realized that too. Look, if they do that, get away with it, they can do it to me too. And so, yeah. And this is why we're going to make sure everybody knows about that. Yeah, they're going after him, and they want to go after Chris Wray, Christopher Wray. He lied under oath several times to Congress.
Yeah, but to tell you the truth, I really don't have any big confidence in even Jim Jordan on there. They're just Comer saying, "Well, we're just going to get the information." But just forget, you know, those people are playing for keeps. That Comer, he should be going after them because they're not going to.
Well, Comer is going after them, but you see, we don't have a Justice Department who's supposed to do that. If they can get it taken to the states and convene a grand jury in the states, then they can bring these people in, and that's what they're going to have to do. Washington, D.C. is completely corrupt. Look, there's one man who stands alone in Washington, D.C., as far as in the judicial, who has been above reproach. His name is Clarence Thomas, and they're going after him with everything they have, okay? They look at him. He to them is what Trump is to the Democrats.
Yeah, because I know AOC was trying to do some shenanigans. You know, the thing is, if I saw AOC, I would take over on my knee and give her a spanking. She's just a kid. She doesn't know anything.
I wouldn't call her a kid. There's words the Bible has for her, and it wouldn't be a kid, okay? Let's go out to San Diego. This is the last call. This is Rose. Rose, you're the last call.
Oh, hi, Pastor Ernie. You're my pastor. I love you guys so much. I just wanted to say, I think for the first time I have a little disagreement with you and John regarding impeaching Biden. I don't agree that we should impeach Biden at this time. For the only reason is that if they replace Biden and then, you know, I've been hearing talk, like I heard on Charlie Kirk last night, that there's talk about the Democrats thinking of getting Gavin Newsom and Michelle Obama as his VP. And I think if, you know, right now, I believe like the blacks and, you know, a lot of Democrats are not happy with Biden. And if they get Newsom, somebody like Newsom, that's very radical, then I believe that will energize the Democrats, you know, to go out and vote.
Well, you live in California, don't you? And
yes,
so you,
I do.
You know what Newsom has done to your state, right?
Oh, my goodness, yes. And he gets away with it every single time.
Do you think the people love him here? Well, the reason, it's not the people so much. That's why so many people are moving over. The Communist Party has got, they've got the complete control of your house. And
yeah.
Okay, so this is why, believe me, the rest of the country here in Ohio, Newsom is not cared very much for in most of this country, but we're out of time, but thanks for calling. John, you got 4 minutes. Can you do it in four?
I think I'll just have a prayer for the country, Pastor Ernie.
All righty.
Yeah. Yeah. Father, we come before you with the real state of the union, Lord, and it's divided, it's full of people that hate you in power. They hate us because we follow you and your word. So I'm asking, Lord, for mercy. Lord, I'm asking for you would use mightily those good men and women that are in Congress, that are in the Senate, Lord, that you would expose the full corruption, that the American people would see it, they would respond to it, Lord, and that it would help us gel against it, Lord. It would strengthen us when we see the magnitude of the corruption. That's why I believe the impeachment is needed, Lord, to bring this out into the open so all the American people can see it. Lord, we pray for President Trump. And, Lord, he has. Pastor Ernie mentioned something tonight about, you know, he laid his wealth and everything on the line. These politicians don't do that. They steal from us. But he did it, Lord. And I'm praying, Lord, now that as this political witch hunt goes forward against him, that it'll backfire on them, Lord. It's all lies. Every bit of it is lies. There's no law. They're making up law to do a lot of this. So we're praying for him. We're praying for all the January 6th real patriots that have been abused by these tyrants, Lord. We're praying for them and their families. We pray that President Trump be elected to release them, Lord. So, Lord, there is so much going on. There is child trafficking wide open in this country, Lord, child pornography, human trafficking. We're asking for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, Lord, to deal with this. We can only go so far with politics, but we need your intervention, Lord. A great move of the Holy Spirit with his fire in the pulpits, Lord, preaching your word and the people responding in a great wave, Lord. I pray that many would come out of the wickedness to receive Jesus Christ. Lord, they repent of their sin and turn to Christ. And we'd have great numbers that would change the course of the country, Lord, right until you come. So I thank you that we still have a show like this with Pastor Ernie, that unfettered truth going out, Lord, truth that you don't find in many, many avenues, Lord, but you find it here. Bless Pastor Ernie and everybody on his staff. Bless all the tech people, Lord, that are working. And I ask, Lord, a great blessing on all of our listeners, Lord, that they would be greatly blessed. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, John, for doing that. Folks out there, again, just remember, though, for each and every one of you out there listening to us tonight, you're going to die, and when that happens, the judgment is appointed. All men wants to die, and then the judgment. And folks, when you die, you don't want to die in your sin. Go to the Gospel of John, chapter 3, read it, and do it. And thanks for being here tonight with me, John, and Ron. And all you folks, we're out of time for tonight. So, as we always say at this time, how much time do I have there? All right. So, as we always get down to this point here, we always do this. We say, good night. Okay, so then we say, God bless, right?
Yep.
Good night, and God bless. We mean good night. And then we say always, always, always. Okay.
Keep
fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left. Hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company. Like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder.
Just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns.
What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.